Towards the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal, he tells a couple stories that have a very similar theme, and it has to do with increasing certainty in Allah's power and the resurrection and sort of the things that are going to happen in the last day. So you have the story of the person who passes by the township and it's ruins. You know, it's like people used to live there, now it's completely abandoned and in ruins. And he kind of expresses something like a doubt, but it's kind of like a question. He says, could Allah resurrect even this? Basically saying it's like these guys are so dead and gone. And it's like, even these guys, like Allah can bring back. And so he causes this person to die, to fall asleep, right? And he's got, you know, he's traveling. He's got his donkey and he's got his provisions and stuff like that. And so Allah causes him to, you know, knock out and then brings him back to life and then questions him and says, how long were you, you know, asleep for? And he says, I don't know, maybe like a day or part of a day. And then Allah says, no, actually it was, you know, quite a long time. It was like 100 years. And it points to the fact is like, look at your donkey, like your donkey is bones now, like it's completely disintegrated or decomposed. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved his provisions and his food and stuff like that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the donkey to be brought back to life right in front of his eyes. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proving to this person that just like Allah azza wa jal created everything in the first place, that resurrecting everything after it has died is even easier. And so he's the one that decides what stays alive and what dies and when it dies and for how long it rests and then brings it all back. And then immediately after this story, we have the story of Ibrahim and the birds, right? So Ibrahim asks a certain question. He said, كيف تحيي الموتى? He's like, how are you going to bring... He couldn't get it. You know, like he believed in it. Wasn't he didn't believe, but he didn't understand how. And so he said basically to Allah, like, how are you going to bring life to the dead? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually, you know, answers the question with a question. Fala tu'min is like, don't you believe? And he says, yeah, but I want to bring ease to my heart. And this is the key. This is the key ingredient of these both of these stories, is that the person is not asking out of inad. They're not asking out of sort of opposition and doubt that's significant enough that it is sort of taking them away from faith. They actually have the intention of wanting to increase their certainty by asking these questions. And because they have that good intention when they're asking these questions, Allah honors their question and actually responds to it in a meaningful way. As opposed to other scenarios all over the Quran, when people ask with a bad intention and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, basically rebuffs them and refutes them and says, you know, this is a ridiculous or a dumb question to ask. So this is the opposite. Ibrahim is asking this question and he wants to have more certainty. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, take these birds, you know, sacrifice them, cut them up into pieces, mix the pieces up and put them on different hilltops or different mountaintops, and then call to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes all of them to reassemble in the proper way right in front of his eyes and bring them back to life. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything, right? Material cause or no material cause, mechanism or no mechanism, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do what he wants. And for us, one of the takeaways is that we can't be afraid to ask questions if we have a good intention, a sincere intention, because we want to have more certain faith. Right? And we need to encourage our children and other people to ask questions if the intention behind their question is to have more certainty in their faith. This is something that even Allah Azza wa Jal honors in the Quran.